fucking thing sucks!
This is 5 fucking stars!
Hey there, cats, kids, Ryan Mycroft, and welcome to MMA and Stuff. This is episode number 98.5, WMEI, yeah, baby. I decided to make this a 0.5 because it's not a real show. We're going to be doing 20 minutes here, walking and talking with the dog, and then something. I'm not really sure. I got a bunch of shit that I recorded over the past couple days, but I don't know what most of it is. Partially that's due to my blackout ways when I talk, as well as my, you know, blackout ways when I drink. I do know that after this segment, the opening segment, really the only segment, I will be putting on another segment, which I think I might talk about some of this stuff. I'm not sure. I do know that I sang for a while, so I may just be editing in the singing part, because that's what this show really is about. It's not about mixed martial arts. It's not about sensible, if not somewhat irreverent, takes on news events. No, this show is about singing. It's about my love of a cappella, my desire to be in plays, in musicals, which I think deep down we all want. There's something about it. I think they're boring as shit to watch. Well, I don't say I think they're boring. I think they can be great. But you do know it's a lot of comedy and TV shows. They love doing their musical episodes. And usually I think those episodes suck. I think they suck bad. But I also think that all the people involved in them love doing it. Because there's something fun about singing and dancing. It just makes you feel alive. So if I have that come up a little bit later here on the program at halfguarded.com, that looks like a dog with a butt full of poop. Uh-oh. Yeah. That's a poop getting ready to crown. Oh, yeah. That ain't gonna last. That's coming right out, isn't it, buddy? Good gosh, Sam. I can just see the poop falling out of your butt. It's literally falling out of your butt. Oh, and it went back in. This is disgusting. I'm really uncomfortable right now. I've looked into the eye of the enemy, and what I saw was brown. And there it goes. Oh, he drops them out. One after another after another. I don't know why that's all stringy. So how's everybody doing here on this, either Monday or Tuesday, afternoon, morning? Probably Tuesday. I'll say Tuesday. You guys good? We're going to do a proper episode in a couple of days here with Maddie, I presume. What are you looking at, dog? Is that another dog over there? Ooh. So yeah, I'm just going to do the walking and talking with the dog thing. I know. Other dogs. I think that's another puggle. Oh my gosh. Hey, it's Rocket Ship Mary. Hi. Yes, Rocket Ship Mary. Somebody around here in their front yard has a... looks like it was a tree at one point that they've cut down, except for about 6 feet. Hollowed it out, and, well, into a point. It looks like a rocket ship or point of a pencil. And, but they scooped it out there like you would, you know, pumpkin seeds from a pumpkin. And, instead of a candle, there's a 3 foot or 2.5 foot tall statue of, the Holy Blessed Mother, the Virgin Mary, Mother of God. Yeah, that's weird. Welcome to the world. Really nice out. Overcast. Gonna rain soon. Really looking forward to it. Love me some rain. Having more and more fat moments. I wheeze when I walk up the stairs. Ugh. And I went to see, hey, can I get a hot dog delivered to my house? And I was disappointed when I couldn't find anybody who would deliver me a hot dog. I was like, what the fuck is that? Sure, I could drive the whole 10 minutes it would take for me to get over to Portillo's and get a real good quality dog and fries and a shake. But I don't want to do that. I'm going to do that because I need food and I'm hungry as a fucking hippo. But nonetheless, we're here on the show talking about, we'll talk about more than just my dietary habits and the peculiarities of faith in my neighborhood. I think I may have talked about North Korea last time. I don't know if I got to Virginia. I don't know if it had happened yet. It may have. I don't really know what day it is currently. I think it's Monday. But yes, there's been a whole bunch of dumb shit there. And I feel like I'm going to talk about this with Matt. And I do better when I talk with someone. Because I feel like I want to be seen as intelligent. When there's somebody listening, and I know there's one person listening, I'm going to step it up a bit. So maybe I'll step it up in 2 days. But for today, we will talk about it in the sense of, it's obviously been a big media story for a while, then somebody got killed. Now, it was one person's been killed, three people are dead, two of them in a fucking helicopter crash, which, not gonna lie, that's really weird. Like, there's a police helicopter and it crashed, and I started a meme right away, going, what are they trying to hide, the secret helicopter crash? I figured I'll make the helicopter crash into this version of the World Trade Center Building 7 or something. It's kind of a dick move, but I'm curious to see just how many dumb things people will spread. So yeah, the police helicopter went down, and yeah, people kind of... Oh, somebody's dog is loose. And, yeah, again, I feel like that's kind of been downplayed. They'll be like, oh, this riot broke out, and like 50 hurt and 3 dead. Which is fair. It's accurate. And it is fair to count the police officers or whomever's in the helicopter as part of the dead. But it's not totally the same. Like, it's not like that one dude killed 3. He killed one dude, run him over the car. Which, I'm glad to know that every group of people motivated by dipshittery just thinks it's okay to hit people in crowds. Really glad, really good to see crazy racists here in America decide, you know, all those Islamic terrorists have been doing this shit, and we see it on the news, and we're all like, that's horrible. What barbarians are they? Oh, well, way to go, assholes. Okay, I don't even know why I get upset. This guy, I mean, I get upset for normal reasons, but it's like, some 20-year-old kid. Apparently he was into, I don't know what the fuck he's into. It sounds like he's a fucking alt-right. Unite, I hate the fact that they called it a Unite the Right, because there's like nobody, there was nobody on the right there. Yes, if your worldview is that all the races are right-wing, fine. But even like the Proud Boys, very proudly said, no, we're not going to be there. It's not like, you know, you had Milo or Ben Shapiro or Ann Coulter or anybody who's, you know, a firebrand on the right. Just, I don't know, some assholes. Which, again, I'm used to it. If you're on the right, you get called a racist all the time. I think that's where some of this has come from as far as, I don't know if I want to say Trump or his team or whatever with his response. And it's, honestly, Trump's response to this, I'm not going to sit here and tell you, this is the first time I've been bothered by the president, because it's not. But I will say that this one was not cool, to put it lightly. Especially given that, for all of his faults, the one thing that I would somewhat defend has been Trump's rhetoric. You know, when it comes to like North Korea, I've been willing to say, look, what we've been doing clearly has not worked at all. Every single person suggesting that we have, you know, a diplomatic solution to this, that we engage, we talk, and all that stuff, that's been the exact policy of the entire world for decades, and all that has done is given North Korea more and more power. They are more powerful and more dangerous, more deadly than they've ever been. It's 100% the direct result of nobody had any balls. Now we're at a point where these fucks have an ICBM and a nuke. And that's a legitimate threat to the lives of Americans. So if Trump wants to talk tough about North Korea, I sit there and go, let's just see. It hasn't done anything yet. Again, we've tried everything else. This asshole's got bombs. And, you know, to go along with, you know, the way Trump's behaved, and I'm not somebody that believes that everything he does is a deliberate political calculation. I think some of it is. But I think most of what Trump does is instinctual. In fact, he's almost known for trusting his instincts. And again, look where he's gotten in life. You can't... I will never fault someone that's a billionaire or a president for saying, well, I trust my instincts. Like, well, they got you there. Doesn't mean that they're right. But there's a logic to what he's doing. Or reasoning, I should say. So he talks tough on North Korea. You know, he's a blunt, plain-spoken New Yorker. You know, that's how New Yorkers talk, yeah? I don't know what accent that was. But I've accepted that. I'm like, you know, when he had the mooch on, I never found with fucking Scaramucci. I understood that it didn't work in the world of politics. I'm like, this is a fucking New York businessman. This is what you do. That's how he talks. He said, talk rough and gruff or whatever. You know, this week does. All right, cool, man. So I'm willing to accept that. And that's why his response in Virginia has really bothered me. Because there have been times, and he stated on this before, like the whole, I don't know, David Duke and all that stuff. Some of that I could be like, look, maybe he wasn't paying attention, he wasn't ready for it, whatever. But there has been this narrative created, falsely or not, it doesn't matter. There's a narrative that exists that these, I think these were alt-rights. I think that there's like, what you have are these alt-rights which are basically, I would say, more educated Klansmen. Like, I think Richard Spencer's got a degree. I think the guy that was leading some of this, I saw he had a degree or something like that. I believe that the dickhead who killed people with his car, I think he was in college or something like that. So it almost seems like they're just like a tiny step back from your knuckle dragging, mouth breathing Klansmen. And that's why they can be difficult to address, because what they'll say is, you know, maybe 75% of what they might say is like, oh, okay, could easily come from really any mainstream politician's mouth. Not just left or right, but, you know, there's a number of Democrats who speak against illegal immigration and things like that. That happens. So that's fine. But, of course, what they do is they then throw in that last 25% where all the trouble starts. Whereas, like, you know, you might go, oh, Mike, kind of sounds like you for 75% of the time. I'm like, that's right. But that last 25%, therein lies the trouble. And it's kind of a big trouble. Because it's all about this white nationalist and all this stuff. And I get it. It's one of those things where you're kind of upset that everywhere you go, minorities get to be minorities and blah, 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 but fuck off. You can't brag about, you know, we're the men's rights and we're not snowflakes and then cry about this stuff. It's like, no, fuck off. If you're a man, you're a man. And a man is just like, all right. It's kind of like, you know, when a woman hits you. I feel like a lot of these, again, I'll say alt-right types are, they're the dudes who get hit by a woman, and then they're like, well, why can't I hit her back? And the reason is, because you're a dude. You just accept it. She's a woman, you're a dude. Doesn't matter if she wants to be treated equal and this and this. Like, you don't hit a fucking woman. You just don't do it. Oh, you, the blacks are doing this. It's like, I don't give a fuck. Be a fucking man. Somebody calls you a racist? Well, okay. Fight against that, I guess. But don't go around, you know, complaining so much. What you're bragging about is like, oh, we you know, we make this, we're the great ones, blah, blah, blah. But then all you're doing is whining. And I'll say this, let's just say hypothetically. I'll say that these Richard Spencer types, they're right. That you can trace, and I think it's almost fair to say that they're right on some things, as far as, like, factually, white men created A, B, C, and D. That's fine. Can't really dispute the airplane or the telephone and shit like that. Like, best case scenario, we stole from each other. Like, there's not like there's, you know, tons of accomplishments throughout history. There really were women doing it, and some man literally stole it, put his name on it, and was like, "Yeah, fuck that bitch." No, it's not their fault. It's like saying that there weren't that many great black politicians in the 1700s in America. Well, duh. I wonder why. You can't, the other side cannot simultaneously claim eternal victimhood, justifiably on some levels, as well as all these accomplishments. You're one or the other. You're either, you're either the wolf or the sheep. In fact, the problem is that even if you want to say all this stuff, a lot of this doesn't matter. It's pathetic. It's people who, it's just a form, and again, you see it, it's left and right. People have a suspicion that, or I should say, I hear more about the left again engaging in identity politics. I think it's a little more true on their side. A little bit. But the truth is, both sides do it a fuck ton. For everybody that believes that there's an institutional racism, well, that's, just a form of blaming one group of people for, blaming an individual for the supposed sins of the collective. It's just like, saying all black people are bad because you saw a black guy rob somebody. No. You know what? Even if the stats say blacks commit more crimes than whites do, it doesn't matter. Unless you want to tell me that genetically they do so. Otherwise, you look at it and you go, not really. It's more like a poor thing or whatever. But say, again, let's just say Richard Spencer's right. White people created A, B, C, and D, and blah, blah, blah. And when he says the West, Western society, he really means white man. I believe in the Western society, but that's because I don't like, because I won't acknowledge that Italians are white. Let's be honest. And are Spanish people white? And the Portuguese? I don't know. Like, most people that speak those languages aren't white. They're all poor. But that's a garbage truck. Anyways, the point of all this is that saying that they're right, it doesn't matter because Richard Spencer's not one of those guys. It's always people on both sides of this shit. Anybody engaged in identity politics, pride in your race, what, again, this goes to black power assholes and Louis Farrakhan, who gets a gigantic pass to a sinful degree from the left in America for what he does and says. I mean, that man, frankly, Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton have gotten away with some of it too, but Louis Farrakhan is unapologetic and he just doubles down on it, which I somewhat respect. At least he believes it. Hello. He said just ridiculously hateful things, particularly about the Jews, who get picked on for some fucking reason with everything. I don't know. But it's like Richard Spencer's not one of the winners. It is always losers that are proud of their race. And I think it's because they have to live through and succeed through others because they ain't doing shit. It's like a harmful version of rooting for a baseball team. Like, I like the Giants because I ain't good at baseball anymore. And it's never that good. So I guess that's my team. I chose to identify with them. The difference is, that means I wear some fucking orange and black baseball hats and watch the games and yell at the TV. Occasionally I give shit to Dodgers fans and try to say, they really are inherently scum. Look what they did with the murder and the bashing and all that shit. But it's just sports. It's an outlet. It's cathartic. I think that there's something within people that we need to engage that part of ourselves. Going back to Jordan Peterson theory of acknowledging the demon within you in order to better conquer it, address it, or embrace it, I guess. I don't know. But yeah, once you know that you've got that in, you kind of get it out, and it's gone. It's like the equivalent of, if you're angry and somebody goes, go hit a punching bag. And people do it and then they feel better. We are, as human beings, we're not just rational. We're not machines. We have an animal within us. I think that, I don't know what I think, but perhaps, not a fact, but perhaps, metaphorically, the story of Christ is referring to humanity. He was God and man, divine and flawed. You could say rational and animal. Well, is that not a human being? Do we not sit here and feel these emotions over things? And yes, oftentimes these emotions are definitely related and linked to what we would consider objective harm, no doubt. But why do we feel these emotions so strongly? And why do some of them trigger us more than others? Because we all get triggered, people. Triggering is a way of life. But yes, since we are both, you know, animal and man, animal and computer, we are something different. I think, some parts, maybe it shows just how far removed we are from the animal kingdom, that our, I don't know if it's our primary motivator, is what I would call logic and reason, but it's certainly a bigger motivator than it is within the animal kingdom. But we still see it. We still have people who engage and embrace and love that way of thinking. And part of that is, the racist and the bigot. But, there's also somebody steals from you. And you feel an injustice. Like, we feel injustice in life. We really do. Even if it isn't always rational. I mean, somebody robs, somebody mugs you, right? You don't get hurt. They stole your wallet. You'll hear a lot of people who, after that happens, that really fucks them up. And it's not like they lost anything, financially. Maybe they lost $10. You could lose $10. But you'd still feel hurt and violated in some way. And yet, if you just, drop $10 on the ground, you'd be like, oh, fuck, I could use that $10. I'm hungry. But that's it. You wouldn't lie awake at night and wonder and things of that nature. You would, I'm bringing a garbage can and a dog. I did talk on one of those things I recorded. I may put those out after this, just letting everybody know in advance. I disavow everything I said. I put it out simply because it's content, and some content's better than no content. I don't know what I said. I don't care. But yeah, you get robbed, and if, as a man at least, you feel weak, like you can't protect people. These are emotional responses. Yes, there's a logic behind, hey, that's mine, don't take it from me. Sure. But since you don't know who did it, it's not something you can prevent. It's a random mugging. And the world will tell you it's unfair. But there's nothing you can do. So, I'm trying to put a doggy's head through a harness here. There you go, boy. Now, I don't know exactly where this came from. But I'm going to try to tie it back to Richard Spencer, I guess. Yeah, it doesn't matter if he's, if everything is just right, because he's not the winner. And if you're not the winner, fuck off. If it was, who's perfect? If LeBron James, us black people, we're just better. I'd be like, well, you're 6'6", perfect muscle, an athletic specimen, and you're worth millions and millions, and due to your cunning and savvy or whatever, you might be worth billions. Yeah, I can't argue with you. Although I could, because it's just an athlete. But yeah, white supremacists don't, they're never 6'6", white guy, blonde hair, 3 PhDs who cured cancer. Jonas Salk wasn't out there to be like, and this, by the way, everybody, this was proof that whitey is best. Although I do think that's probably happened at one time or another in history, so my examples are kind of shit. But we're going all this back to Trump. Okay, I think that's where this all started. I know that's where it started. That's what bothered me was the guy who I think is, you know, I don't, right or wrong, let's say right for argument's sake, the guy who was very proud of his brusque nature of being someone who tells it like it is. You know, I'm not PC. You gave a real PC answer to condemning it. That's horseshit. He rightfully says, you know, fuck you, North Korea. I'll bomb your ass into the sea and you'll see fire and brimstone. It's like, fine. You want to be that guy? Great. You want to say things about Black Lives Matter, like, I think it's divisive and blah, blah, blah? Fine. Great. Good for you. Then when fucking Nazis show up, you should be like, yeah, those guys are assholes. And I hate them. And they should shut up. That doesn't mean that you have to agree that they should never speak or anything like that. You just have to come out and be like, look, I don't know who these dicks are. This is bullshit. And, you know, his remarks, again, he's been, people claim he's tap danced around these groups in the past. Whether he did or didn't, on some of those at least, you could probably, again, you could probably fairly say, well, you know, somebody asked him about David Duke, maybe he just had a brain fart or whatever. But this was a prepared response, essentially. What is this? A gas bill. Who wants to pay my gas bill? Who wants to pay my gas bill? Gas bill. What is this? Don't know what that is. Don't care. Getting rid of the gas bill. Ooh. So yeah, that's what really is bullshit. I know, no. This isn't, again, not a tipping point. You're going, oh, this is the final straw. It's not. Because that would imply that I was happy carrying straws before, and I haven't been. But I really do see that as a problem. Now, you can point to whomever you want to as the boogeyman on this. Everybody's going to point to Stephen Miller or Bannon. Miller gets credit in my books just because he's been on TV, he's been out in the public. Bannon doesn't do that. I mean, he's done it. He's hosted talk shows and all that. But right now, his role isn't to be out there. And if there is somebody, I could see Bannon being this Svengali type who thinks, I'm going to outsmart them all. That's right, I am. I'm going to be smarter than all of them. And we'll dog whistle over here or whatever. But honestly, if you can honestly tell me, if I have to give my attempt to explain the thought process that was going on right there, I would say it's probably the following. And I've engaged, and I think most people do, which is, you see this shit happening with these, we'll call them KKK assholes, right? These racist fucks. There's going to be some, I guess they're going to take down a statue of General Lee. Don't know, not my state, not my town. Don't know, don't give a fuck. They do, great. If they don't, fuck it, it's your heritage. And I think it's going to come down. These right-wing, the racist dudes, they show up and they're going to protest it because they like losers, I guess. If that's all that happened, nobody would give a fuck. If they, you know, they were in a town square in a park in front of a fucking statue. These aren't people marching down the street going after black people. They're not showing up in black areas and trying to taunt them. There are people that do shit like that. I'm like, come on. This is a bunch of fucking assholes who wanted to dress up and do make-believe and then move on. Then these other group of assholes show up, and they're looking for a fight, too. I do think I talked about this. I call it adult LARPing. These Antifa, they want the fight. They're not just like, I'm willing to punch a Nazi. They're, I'm going to find a Nazi to punch. They're assholes, too. Problem is, their underlying ideology, I can't say it's even good, though, because they are fascists. They can be absolute fascists. I've seen how they treated, I mean, when fucking Ben Shapiro, Ben Shapiro had the political courage last year to walk away from Breitbart and denounce the shit out of it because of its ties to Trump, and it's been against all that shit for a long time now. And he went from being a guy that he just minded his P's and Q's, probably could have a lot of fucking influence right now in the White House. But he didn't, and I think there's something to that. If nothing else, it shows that he's not a fucking... Ben Shapiro, the Jewish guy, probably not a member of the Klan. And, you know, there have been attempts by the Antifa to shut him down. Milo is Milo. Even Ann Coulter, you know what, she's not the KKK. She's been on TV for so fucking long. I don't think she believes any of it anyways. I don't think any of these people, if you're a talking head for more than about 10 years, then you still fucking, like, you have your viewpoint, but you're playing baseball. You're playing sport. And so these Antifa guys show up, and they want to fight. And you know what? The Nazi guys, they want to fight. Oh, they showed up at the club. Everybody showed up ready for a fucking fight. And then a fight breaks out. And then, you know, somebody gets hurt. Even if somebody hadn't been hurt, there was already going to be calls from Trump to condemn. Which, fine. You know, a major news event happens. We all want to know what the president's take is. And again, to me, Trump's answer was, it was Obama-like. It wasn't as eloquent as Obama. But Obama went to a fucking, I think it was a police officer's funeral. And he hesitated. It wasn't, you know, he gave a, this kind of thing is wrong, but let's not forget that there's police brutality. Like, there was no real reason for that. It was a little bit, I won't say it was an equivocation, but it was a, look, you guys are mostly right, but there's a little bit over here. And Trump was trying to do the same thing. And it was wrong when Obama did it, and it's wrong when Trump does it. What Trump's trying to, what he's trying to say is that, come on, don't, no, this is bullshit. And I think his mindset is, I don't want to play into this media narrative because it is bullshit. And the truth is that both sides do need to be condemned. What Antifa has done is really shitty. And the fact that they are able to skate on this stuff is fucking abhorrent. The media, but it is the media. None of them control this shit. Antifa should never be forgiven for what they fucking did in Berkeley. Berkeley shouldn't be forgiven for the fact that they've kowtowed to these assholes. And don't think they're all fucking right-wingers. The way I can easily come out here and say Antifa and all the people, yeah, I'm generalizing, but a lot of the people, if you will, that are opposed to, we'll say, the right-wingers there, these are the same fucks that shut down Richard fucking Dawkins. Richard Dawkins. Because he said mean things about Islam, and that's the only reason they would have ever shut him down. Sam Harris gets shut down. At least Sam is a little, you know, a little younger, a little hipper to the new atheist movement. But Richard Dawkins is fucking the most OG of OG. He's been against the right for decades. I mean, the guy is, he's as anti-Christian as they get, but he's also anti-everything, anti-all religion. And when he's not allowed to speak, you know your side's got a fucking problem. And guess what? If I could sit here and talk about the right-wing racist assholes, man, it's there. The left needs to do that shit with fucking Antifa. Problem is that when somebody asks you to condemn the racists and your response is, everybody's evil, we're used to that. That's, people, you know, the racist guys, they're saying, you know, Trump was speaking to us and he didn't condemn us and blah, blah, blah. And people are going, see, that's proof. Normally, I don't give a fuck what a bunch of racists say. Gives a shit. They're going to say whatever they can to get attention. If you're looking at the guy from Stormfront for any kind of guidance in life, you're an asshole. However, I lost my thought. The formulation of my thought. I always have my thoughts. But, you know, you got to come out and be a little more strident, like, fuck these guys. And you imagine somebody asking me about that, but, I don't know, fuck them. Almost any other politician, I'd be like, I get what they're doing. They're trying to, you know, they're trying to get elected. They don't really care, blah, blah, blah. I use blah, blah, blah a lot, too. But Trump is Trump. His best qualities is also his worst, but his best quality is pretty much his willingness to speak plainly and be like, yeah, fuck that. Donald Trump, when asked about David Duke, should have been like, who? And find the cakey. Nah, fuck him. You're Donald Trump. You say, yeah, I'm going to bomb their ass to hell. I bomb the shit out of them. Great. That's a good answer. And when you call somebody, you know, you come up with all these little nicknames for everybody else. It was me spitting. And then David, you know, it'd be one thing if it was a deliberate thing where, like, you got the word, like, they, you know, they put up a few, like, look, we're not even acknowledging it, because to acknowledge it would be to give it any kind of power. So fuck this shit. Which is, you know, used to be kind of the way it worked. Klansmen, Indiana has a big Klan population, and Illinois gets them every once in a while. And there's used to always be, you know, these rallies. I think it'd be in Skokie. Is it Skokie? Because there's lots of Jews there? Or maybe it's Cicero, because there weren't. Well, it's one of those two. And, you know, I just remember going up, like, the Klan would do something, everybody would go, all right, you fucking idiots. You know, a dozen assholes, they do their parade and their march, and we all go, well, they have the right to do it, and we shrug, and, all right, move on. Nobody ever gave a fuck, and now all of a sudden, like, people care. This rally in Virginia, couldn't have been that many people there. Again, if Antifa doesn't show up, I don't think this goes anywhere. I feel comfortable saying that, because it's never gone anywhere. I bet these assholes have done parades and rallies dozens of times before, never had a single issue. Not one. But now they do. Now, apparently, they have issues. And I think I think both sides are looking to fight. I think Antifa absolutely shows up looking to fight. And I think that the Nazis want to fight. I think they all enjoy it. They're almost all in, like, this coded agreement of, no, guys, yeah, we all, okay, you're going to start it today. All right, we'll start it tomorrow. And they move on. But Trump should have, at one time or another, didn't have to do it yesterday. If he had been forceful in the past, if he had done some other language in the past where he had said something, you know, if he'd just been like, you know, fuck this shit. Hey, Duke, fuck you. And I know he said stuff where I'd condemn them and things, but it's Trump. You know where Trump stands on things. And he hasn't made it clear enough. I don't think he's a racist. I don't think Trump cares about any of that shit beyond the degree that he cares about whatever gets him elected. But that's it. I couldn't drive my car and go to the store, which means I turn this. Ooh, this got longer. This becomes road rage radio then. That's why I did, you know, the president needed to do more, and he didn't do more, and I think it's a disappointment. I would say this is not, I'm not going to say this causes me to leave him. I never supported him in the first place. I've called him a nihilist over a year ago, like a year and a half ago. I was saying he's a nihilist. He doesn't believe in anything. Stand by that. But I do think that there are people like Bannon. And I don't like using Bannon as a boogeyman for everything. I think that's too simplistic. Even if Bannon's a dick and he is a racist or whatever, I don't think that he has that kind of power. I think it's too convenient. It's too simple. Like, oh yeah, all of a sudden this guy shows up, and oh, he's the racist. And, you know, we have racists in the White House. I don't think we have racists in the White House. What I do think is we have people... this sounds partisan. Yeah, fuck it, I'm right. People on the right are doing what the people on the left have always done. They're dog whistling more than they should. Bullshit when the left did it. Bullshit when they were kind of, you know, even today, Malcolm X, oh, this guy looks in a good light. Bill Ayers founded the Weathermen, the Underground Weathermen. They bombed post office, I believe it was, in the 60s, 70s. An actual, no doubt about it, domestic terrorist. I'll say it right here now. Bill Ayers is a domestic terrorist. Not allegedly, he is. Fine, nobody's going to sue me on that one successfully. He did, in the mid-90s, host a meet-and-greet for then, I think Barack Obama was running for state, yeah, he had been running for state senate, I believe. Obama said he lived in the neighborhood. They clearly were near each other to some degree. That was Obama cozying up on some level with psychos. Why people think that just because a guy became a quote-unquote academic or whatever, oh, well, he's redeemed himself. No, he's a fucking piece of shit. Bill Ayers is garbage. He's a fucking terrorist. Full stop. But we let it go. And I don't, do I think that Obama is a terrorist? No. And he might be a Muslim and not an American, but he's not a terrorist. But I think, again, Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton is an out-and-out fucking race-baiting piece of shit. He's a racist. Tawana Brawley, falsely accusing people of fucking rape, and nothing ever happens to him. Like, he still has a public career. Fuck that shit. That's people on the left being too cozy with fucking bigots and assholes. And you see it now with the Bernie bro, not some of the Bernie bros, which are, I think, the left-wing Proud Boys. Mainstream enough that they're not. If I met them, I wouldn't think this guy's like a fucking psycho, but we live in a world with a new fascist left, and they're the Antifa and all them, and Antifa's the same people, same mindset that says, bring it all back to yourself. I'm like, yeah. Mike Coughlin is a white supremacist at Yale. I was like, yeah. And of course, when somebody says that to you, you can just be like, no, I'm not. But all you can say is, no, I'm not. If I bring up evidence, people are like, oh, that's just like the guy who says, some of my best friends are black. Well, guess what? That, first of all, it's not true for me, because I don't have any friends, really. But I think people that know me wouldn't think I'm a racist. And they might think Mike's a troll, he likes to push things. I'm not a racist. But they would call me one, and I guarantee they'd shut me down. And that's, again, especially even that they shut down Dawkins and Shapiro. Like, fuck off. These are mainstream dudes. Milo, Milo's on the fringe of the mainstream, at least how he comes across rhetorically. Zero difference between him and, I don't know, maybe an Ashley Judd type, or Madonna, or any of the fucking whack jobs. I mean, let's face it, the ultimate proof in the left right now is Linda Sarsour has any kind of fucking platform, and she's a monster. She is a legitimate monster. She's a garbage. She's a terrorist. She's an anti-Semite. She legitimately, I believe, does not like America. I believe she actually is an enemy of this nation. There's opinions. She might sue me. I think she's a piece of shit. So she's being cozied up, too. She's a left-wing David Duke. Just because she wears a hijab doesn't mean she's somehow a good person. If anything, it means she's weak-willed and succumbs to the demands of her. No, I'm just kidding. Or am I? Yeah, I am. And so I think that you're seeing too much of the right wing just trying to play that game. It's like, you're not the same, guys. You don't have the support, and you're wrong. I will tell you right now, the left embracing Linda Sarsour, they're wrong to do so. I don't care if she gets covered. I don't care if CNN puts her on TV all the time. That's CNN's fault. That's their fuck up. I know, I see Gavin McInnes and some of the guys on the right, the Proud Boy types, who are like, you know, fuck this, we don't want to fight fire with fire. I get it. You're tired of being pushed around. You say, fuck you, you want to punch me, I'll punch you back. I get it. It's frustrating. But being right is better. Being correct is where you want to be. And I think that Trump has allowed too many people close to him, associated with him, to embrace the leftist approach to life. I'm somehow blaming all this in Virginia on the left. Nah, I'm blaming it on Trump because he needed this. It would have happened if Trump hadn't said anything. I don't think that his rhetoric directly caused it. I think he's as culpable there as Bernie Sanders is for the congressman that got shot. Weird how that one's fallen away. We've had a busy fucking summer, people. Oh, boy. Remember when we cared about health care? Remember the Supreme Court? Oh, yeah. Nobody even remembers that fight. That's a masterstroke. Fucking over in a week. On to the next scandal. Oh, I should stop this. It's supposed to be one and done. Small and gall? Like my bladder? I don't know. But I think it was a pretty good show. We'll be back with Matt, I think. If not, then fuck him. This is under an hour, so it still counts as half a show. Normally, actually, I'm doing the fucking 2-hour, 3-hour shit, but that's been your pause at the end of the show. I have been your host, Mike Coughlin. This has been MMA and Stuff, 98.5 WMEI, saying to one and all, good fight, good night. Fuck Nazis, fuck racists, I hate you, I hope you die. I won't kill you. I won't stop you from speaking. Yeah. But if you got hit by a bus, wouldn't really be that sad. I probably wouldn't even get my normal, well, as a human being. I'd be like, eh, fuck off. And that's the official position here. I denounce them with no equivocation. Equivocation? Without quibbling. They're wrong. They're evil. They should not be listened to. They should speak, but no one should hear. Because no one should be paying attention. But they're just a bunch of small, little dicks. Be like a whore. Actually, a whore will fuck a little dick. Be like a normal one. You see a little dick? Sorry, honey. Not for this piece of ass. And then you walk away. And then you look at your puggle. As you say to one and all, good fight. A good night. Mes amis. The Half-Guarded Hour here at HalfGuarded.com is proudly brought to you by our sponsor, smoking. While we cannot legally tell people under the age of 18 to smoke, we can say that anyone between the ages of 14 and 23 instantly looks cooler if they do. So when you're thinking about your future, don't. Instead, grab a pack, light up, and look like the badass you always imagined yourself to be. Sure, one day you'll be drowning your own fluids, but that's later, and this is now. Smoking. It's not a habit. It's just cool. I lose my train of thought. Choo-choo, cuckoo, ka-choo. Santa baby. I don't know where the fuck I am. I feel like I'm a queer. What? Not here. At halfguarded.com, that's just a little homophobic. It's true. Thank you for letting me know that I've got a taste for the naughty life. Oh, no. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I love the strife. The strife. Naughty life and strife. They rhyme. It's time to move on to the next lyric. You know, I decided to sing the rest of the show. Ho-ho. That's a whole nother block I've got to go. Oh my goodness, I should have thought this through. But that's not the kind of thing that I'm willing to do. Just walking down the street, slamming two of my dog's 4 feet. We plop, plop, go, go, running through the intersection. I am engaging in my daily resurrection. Ho-ho. This is me doing the show. Ho-ho. I'm walking and I'm talking a dog. Yeah. Everybody knows I went back to Santa baby, baby. Let's keep walking on to the street. Ho-ho. Walking, talking, pooping, pee. I'll do another key now. Here I am now. I'm just a dog. My name is Samson. And I'm a log. Personified because I'm fat and white and kind of fat. Like a Tootsie Roll. And that guy there, his name is Mike. And what does Mike do? Nothing but drink coo. Huh? He drinks coo? No, not coo. Just drink. I was trying to rhyme. Oh, yeah, okay. Da da. Ba da 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 da. He is a bit of a weirdo. I know, I know. He is. And doing this out in public. I know, I know. What are we gonna do? Go, go. What are we gonna do? Go, go. Run away like a coward. Stay like a brave man. That wasn't very good. We need a plan. Let's kill him from behind. He'll never see it coming because we'll be behind, but then we'll slide it in. We'll take the blade. We'll take the blade, make it fade from view.
into the dark. From view into the dark. And the darkness will envelop it. And the darkness will envelop it. And we'll make sure when his back is turned, we'll take the knife into his sternum. His sternum. And we'll stab and we'll stab and we'll kill him, because we are men of ill repute. We are men you refute. We are men who want the power. We are men who need a golden shower on the bed of our predecessor. We hire the hookers to take a photo of you peeing on the bed. That's an allusion to Mr. Mophead. So we come back to the story as we know it. I can't believe I'm doing this, but I've got a lot to show it. Off to family, off to hierarchy, off to the paparazzi, off to the paparazzi, off to the aristocracy, off to the... See, yeah, look at that guy, he's looking at what channels are available, but he's got poor person cable, because I can see what his screen looks like. It was like when I was poor and only had a choice between three channels and a bike. And so, my friends, listening with me, I hope you'll share this with your family. Please, my friends, let me know. I don't got a rhyme for no, do you, Bob?
Nah, I got nothing for no. No, I mean, just go, that'll make sense.
Lo, ho, what did you say about my mother? I didn't say anything about your mother. Let me know if you listen to this when you're going to and fro. By God, Jimmy, you've got it. You've nailed the secret rhyme. I know I have Mr. Henderson. I know I have Mr. Fusion. I know I have Mr. Gracie. I know I have Mr. Einstein. Einstein? I'm just making up names to make it seem like I know what I'm doing. I'm just making up names to make it seem like I know what I'm doing. I'm just making up names. I don't just seem like... I shot the miserable fuck. His time is over.
Aggressively, we all defend the role we play. Regrettably, times come to send you on your way. We've seen it all, bonfires of trust, flash floods of pain. It doesn't really matter, don't you worry, it'll all work out. No, it doesn't even matter, don't you worry, that ain't what it's all about.
We hope you enjoy your stay. It's good to have you with us, even if it's just for the day. We hope you enjoy your stay. Outside the sun is shining, seems like heaven ain't far away. It's good to have you with us.
Hi, everyone. I'm Mike Coughlin for HalfGuarded.com. If anybody's actually listening to this part, I'll be surprised. But I realized, as a practicing attorney, I should probably mention somewhere, like they do in the movies, the motion pictures, that everything you've heard is exclusive copyright and trademark and every other legal designation permitted within the United States or any other good country. HalfGuarded.com owns everything you just heard. Nobody else does. If they stole it from us, I will find you and I will kill you because I have a special set of skills. Also, anybody that's listening to this, email mike@halfguarded.com. I've never really used email, but I can get shit from it. If you've actually heard this, I'm not kidding, I will send you $5 via PayPal. I'm really curious to see if anybody in the world will ever fucking hear this. Five fucking dollars for somebody. I'll probably do it for everybody that listens, unless it gets out of control, and then I'll just delete this part. But until that time comes, everything you heard is property of the HalfGuarded.com website. Bye. Oh, and yes, I'm aware that putting in a copyright thing at the end of a podcast where I've probably stolen music from somebody else is weird, but I promise to pay those artists if they ever request it. HalfGuarded.com. Go!